The bad one. Conversation piece. Featuring Bob James. Come on. Stop the presses, stop the presses. Let's drop the mic. Man, ladies and gentlemen, Wayman Tisdale. Danny.
Yes.
He has to be one of my all-time favorite guitarists, man. I am telling you. It's something, and I even jotted some things down so I wouldn't forget.
Okay.
there's a richness to his music. Mm-hmm. There's a smoothness to that music. There's a fullness to that music. And what I mean by that, I mean, it's like everything that you want.
It's like warm honey.
Man, well put, Mike. Good Lord. Hey, Danny, I forgot a question. You don't hear his tonality or that style a lot of music. How did he come up with that rich, just sound from that guitar?
I'm going to say it this way. I believe that God so gifted him in a way, because from his first playing, you know, I'm right-handed, and I play the bass guitar from the right-handed side, and I was teaching him some of his first notes when he was probably 13 years old or something like that. And he turned the guitar upside down because he was left-handed.
Okay. Whoa!
So it was real interesting to watch him find so early on that he used his tone deception to play what I would play. I would play something, and then he would mimic what I played from an inverted version thereof. Huh. Now, when he first started out, he thought that maybe he needed to string the guitar as if it was for a left-hander, the way they would string the guitar for the right-hander. He actually did that, and come to find out, he didn't like trying to play it that way. It was better for him to play it upside down.
Whoa!
Everything inverted. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
And so they built a guitar for him that was strung for a left-hander the way my guitar would be strung for a right-hander.
Right.
And he liked it. I said, that's okay. Because one thing about it, you're getting the tones out that need to come forward. Even though you're playing it upside down. If you realize, Jimi Hendrix, Lenny Kravitz, there's a lot of them that are left-handed players.
Right.
They playing the guitar from an inverted place.
You're teaching me something, brother. So from him doing it upside down, is that how he got that unique sound that came out of that?
I think his unique sound comes because he's pulling the strings from a different direction.
Wow!
You know what I'm saying?
That is too cool.
If I'm doing it from the right, and then he flips it over and doing it from the bottom side up, he's pulling the strings a different way.
The opposite direction, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Mike.
So, and the other thing, he had a certain gauge strings that he graduated to as time progressed that gave him the ability to play a more melodic bass line.
Wow.
See, within what Raymond, in my mind, was a total genius once I figured out, you know, before I even knew he was. I mean, for the most part of the time, because you think about it, and he did 8 albums in 13 years, and 9 if you include the last one he did, which was the funk record that was through Derek Allen, D.O.A. Allen.
Wow.
He did that.
You said that was that from the, you said funk album?
Yeah, the funk album. The F-O-N-K, funk record.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
DOA helped him work with him on doing that. And most of the vocal parts on that particular album are Wayman singing.
Whoa. So you didn't know that, did you know that your brother was a singer as well?
He would never sing a lot of times when I would try to get him to sing. And then when one day we got started working, we were working in the studio, and surprisingly enough, he was singing. He had songs and parts. He did a country western song, Miss Out of Sight.
What's the name of it?
It never got produced.
Whoa!
I just heard it in the studio.
Wow!
And he did. He was singing in an old country type voice.
That is.
But I don't know if you got into the music from the funk record, the F-O-N-K funk record.
Funk record. I've got this one, spread that butter.
Spread the butter, yeah.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Funkology 101. You are the test monkey for this funk. If your toes wiggle, you have funkitis.
This funk is coming at you.
Oh!
What are you going to do?
That's funk, all right.
Are you a candidate for funkitis?
It's gonna make you move those shoes until the moment in due comes.
Your feet gonna be spanked. Check it out. A Sunday afternoon, about the ninth day of June. Everybody sitting on my front porch. So hot it's steaming, got me to thinking. It's a good time for some cold-blooded funk. Hit me, y'all. Swing, sucker.
This funk is coming at you. Coming at you. What are you gonna do?
It's so funky. Sing, suckers.
It's gonna make you move those shoes. Move those shoes. Until the moment in due time.
Now my funkers on the East Coast.
East Coast.
They do this dance called the No Dose.
No Dose.
They're about to lose their doggone mind. And then my funkers on the West Coast.
West Coast.
Doing the dance called the French Toast.
French Toast.
They show I'm moving their behind. Here we go.
This funk is coming at you.
Coming at you.
Coming at you. What are you gonna do?
It's time to spread the butter, y'all. Spread it thick now. I don't want to leave no spaces on the toast. Come on, y'all. I told y'all.
Hey, we gotta play this on post-to-post.
Once you get it, you got it. You dig? Sing,
sucker.
I don't think y'all understand. Once you get this, you got this. While the funky horns play, come on, help me sing, sucker.
Spread the butter. This funk is coming at you. Coming at you. What are you gonna do?
Bring back my funky horns.
Thank you.
It's so funny.
Come on.
Don't get tired. Y'all done got tired. Now see, look. Give me another string. Come on. Let me play my guitar. Shing-a-monga-boom, ding-boom.
This funk is coming at you. Coming at you. What you gonna do?
It's time to spread the butter once again. Come on, y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna stay here for a minute. I ain't gonna move until my toes fall off. You understand? Now, if you have funkitis, you gonna know what I'm talking
about.
And you gonna dance with me all night long.
Spread the butter!
And look, I want everybody in the club to say, spread the butter.
Spread the butter!
Spread the butter! Spread the butter! There is no other groove like this. Oh, Lord. Come on,
spread the butter.
Put your hands. Everybody just put your hands.
Everybody just stomp your feet.
Come on.
Stomp your feet. Everybody just stomp on your feet. Come on.
Spread the butter. Come on, horns. Come on, horns.
Spread the butter.
And remember, stay funky.
Wow. That's the first time I've heard that one. Oh, my.
We got to play this on Coast to Coast.
We got to do it. Oh, my goodness. That's the funk. F-O-N-K record. Wayman Tisdale. Danny.
Yes.
That's the first time I heard that one by Wayman. I've heard dozens of songs by Wayman. That one. Wow.
You need to hear that whole funk record. If this is with his alternate character. And there are some guys that did videos, cartoon videos with these songs.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So there's videos that go with it.
Wow. Please continue. Wow. I'm blown away. It might... You know, I already put that, before you said something, I put that into the rotation. You know that. That went into the Platinum Party mix. Now, I got to say something about Dr. Demery. Dr. Demery's got to be the coolest preacher I know. How many preachers that you know?
You know what the funk is.
Yeah, but he's one of these gentlemen, just like he tells his congregation. Don't take my word for anything. You study yourself, right? And... he is open-minded. I know there's a lot of preachers say, I've got to get off of this. I can't do this. What my congregation would think.
If I can just come jump in right there.
Please.
The wisdom and maturity that exists in a Rudolph Demery don't exist in a lot of preachers. I ain't saying he's the only one. But it takes a certain level of maturity and knowledge and being a theologian and understanding scripture to know the balance between we all are human beings having earthly experience looking for a better place when we leave this conscious being and this dirt bag for which we walk around calling a body.
Meat sack.
Dr. Demery, jump on in there, brother. Jump in there.
No, I think one of the things that Danny, because he only has so much time to talk with each segment, is that what Wayman did was, and Danny can speak more to this if he has a chance, see, Wayman developed his own style of playing. The way he plucked the strings, other people have tried to copy it, but they were not as good as Wayman was. I mean, he developed his own style of playing.
That's right.
But I want to say something else, too. There's a whole side to this term divine appointment. Mm. Danny is the one that introduced Wayman to the bass. A lot of people don't know that. And so I think divine appointment has a lot to do with people who play an instrument. I mean, I started playing the bass, and most people don't know this. Before I was playing the upright bass, I was a guitar player, and I happened to go into this shop because I was getting my guitar worked on, and they had some upright basses in there. And when I put my hands on an upright bass and held it and addressed it, I said, Mama, I'm home. This is like holding a lever.
Yeah.
This is what I was long to play.
Absolutely.
And I think that happens to a lot of musicians. Danny can comment on this, but a lot of musicians realize when they pick up an instrument and they have been divinely you to play that instrument. They know that they have arrived.
Isn't that something?
Like Danny singing. You know, Wayman's playing the bass. You singing, William. I mean, there's certain songs that you know is your song. Mm-hmm. Like when I said earlier, when William used to sing that song all night long, you know, when the angel was fighting with Jacob, and William would say, all night. Everybody knew that was his song.
Yeah, that was him.
So I think there are divine appointments between people and instruments and music and all of that. And I think that plays into this a lot. And I believe, like, for example, Danny was divinely appointed to give his brother the gift of playing the bass.
Wow.
You know, Wayman took it and went another place with it. But Danny was the instrument that allowed him to be introduced to it. And I think that's significant for a lot of people who have played instruments or playing instruments. And when you take a young child early on and they start playing the instrument, you don't have to ask them to practice.
They do it on their own.
They do it on their own, and they're so familiar with that instrument, and they love playing.
And you know, and get back to what we the whole thing about this, because I am having so much fun with this. I wanted to know the health benefits of listening to music and beyond I can't say beyond expectations, because I only expect the best out of this panel, because you guys, I love you guys, because you are serious people. You are readers. You are professionals. And if you go and take on a project, you just don't wing it. You have something behind you, like information, facts, bring this to the table. Mike, I am so excited about this, brother. I am having so much fun. We might have to do a part two of this. I think
so. Let me add a little something to this conversation.
Come on, please.
You know music's important when NASA gets involved in it.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So let me take you back a little bit. I'm sure all of you remember. This is how NASA used music for communication. How do you sum up, I'm just reading off the screen here. How do you sum up the musical achievements of the human race into just one record? This was a challenge faced by the committee of scientists and world leaders working on the Voyager space mission in 1977.
Okay.
The resulting gold record was loaded onto a spacecraft and sent drifting into deep space, a message in a bottle, if you will, hoping to reach out to other intelligent life. Hang on just a second. So the Voyager message is carried by a phonograph record, a 12-inch gold-plated copper disc containing sounds and images selected to portray the diversity of life and culture on Earth, launched in 1977, both Voyager spacecraft began a historic journey, and each carried a unique time capsule along with them. So you know music, how important music is when NASA's involved in spending millions, if not billions of dollars to portray what we're doing here on Earth.
Absolutely. Because there is a science behind this, ladies and gentlemen. There is a science behind this. I've said it a couple of times during this broadcast. I've said it many, many times throughout other broadcasts, is that music has a powerful, and I don't even know what powerful is a strong enough word, effect on our souls, our mental, our physical, psychological, spiritual. Sociological, spiritual. Come on, spiritual being. It's no question about it. Hey, women, I'm sorry, women. Danny, I just pulled up this other one off of this funk record. I'm going to play this because it's Wayman Tisdale featuring none other than George Duke, and I've got to hear it. I've got to hear it.
Yes, it's
I got to do it.
The keys to the deuce and the quality.
Let's ride. Come on.
Dipping into this groove, oh yeah. Lately I've been lipping,
come on.
I've been pimping this funky move. I love
ow.
Hit me, sucker. Let's stinking in my room. Oh Lord. Mm-hmm. Sure enough to knock a strong man to his knees in the middle of June. Oh Lord. Hit me off.
That's fine. Cause it's funk, it's right on time.
Let's fine.
Mm-hmm. Cause it's funk, it's right on time.
All I got you is I'm gonna go to heaven.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're talking about the health benefits of listening to music. Come on.
Slap me down.
Yay! Got a simple question for you, and welcome back to the Boomerang Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you each and every Sunday, 6 p.m. right here on the East, 3 p.m. on the West, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hey, tell your friends about it. You can drop that app. Just go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Android is Studio W. We're available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, and the website. Let me just share something with you. Go to our website, because if you want to hear this show, you want to hear it again and share it with a friend, just go to studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz, and click on either archive shows or featured artists or featured guest hosts, whatever it is, right? It's right next to archive shows. There, when you click on that, there is, to the right, there is a place where you can subscribe. hey, subscribe. It doesn't cost you anything. And then click on that show. Click on whatever show that you would just want to hear, and then go to the bottom, scroll all the way to the bottom, and leave a comment. We would certainly appreciate that. And we're back. This is the Boomerang Radio Show. Hey, I've got my panel here. I've got Dr. Rudolph Demery, Danny Tisdale, and Mad Mike, co-host of the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast Show. Mike, wow. I'm having, I keep saying this because I am. Oh, thanks. 7-Up, she's tuned in. Oh,
nice.
Danny. Yeah. Oh, and also Kim Rogers out of Longview, Texas. Thank you so much. She's tuned in as well. Danny, the question is, Seven Up says, that song off of this funk record, she said she heard a little P-Funk in there. And so did I.
Yep.
And folks, if you aren't familiar with P-Funk, you can check out if you haven't, Parliament Funkadelic. Okay, Parliament. A group that was up in the 70s, right? You had Parliament, you had Funkadelic, and also, what was that other group that spun off of that or was the originator? My goodness, I can see him right now. He's still doing his
Parliament. Thing. Parliament. You're talking about Parliament?
Yeah.
Parliament.
George Clinton.
George Clinton is on one of the tracks on this particular album. Does a little rapping on it.
I believe that was Spread the Butter. Was that Spread the Butter?
Yeah, you didn't let it play all the way through till it got to his part. But Spread the Butter is the one with George Duke. There's another track that has George Clinton on it.
Okay. I don't think we played that one yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is that? No, that one. If you want me to stay, that sounds like a little Sly and the Family Stone. That was a copy of Sly and the Family Stone. If you want me to.
No, that's not it.
That's not it. That's not. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm looking at this.
Important. I think it's important for us to also, Danny and Mike and you, William, for the audience, because a lot of people sometimes don't know. To give a definition of what funk is. I mean, funk means rhythm. It means groove. It means, you know, in the spirit. So it's important for you guys to give a brief definition, of what funk is. Cause people get a negative, understanding of what funk is. I mean, funk is a positive thing.
It is. It is. And my take is funk music. Well, I'm walking in the club and it's something and it has all to do with the rhythm. Has to do with the rhythm, the beat, you know? It is something that, to me, when I come in that club, those percussions, are in, the pocket, you know? When that rhythm section is in the pocket and I can get up and I can dance immediately. I mean, it's just an upbeat type of music that wants me, to get up and dance. And Danny, you have, maybe you could elaborate on that.
If I may, funk is more of the things that you don't play that you could play. Because James Brown was one of the real creators of
funk.
The funk. Because everybody had a regimental way that they thought music should be played. And James had a whole different way that he wanted. He didn't want it to be on certain beats. He said, no, I don't care. Play it like this. Mm-hmm. Which brought in the funk. So Wayman's thing about funk, spells it F-O-N-K, because in that one song, he was talking about, can't you smell it? It's just funky in here. So he had on the cartoon video, on his guitar, he has a little stinky sock that's hanging on his guitar. You gotta see the video. Appreciate it.